Rebecca, I gotta be honest. You post your cat on Instagram a little bit too often. You're always on vacation, and everybody knows that you sell lipstick. Oh yeah, Rebecca, you're such an awesome teacher. You tell me about technology and every brand new feature. Without you, I don't know what I'd do about uploading new photos to my story. I can't believe you make me laugh so hard I split my pants. Ooh, you always seem to get me smiling. Ooh, no matter what you do, I'll be the Taylor Swift to your Marilyn Manson. You're the kind of friend worth having. When I'm feeling down, you're the one I call, and it's problem solved. Yeah, it's problem solved. We've never met in person, but I still know you so well. You love your white furniture and groceries at your doorbell. We've got matching spirit animals, but we couldn't be more different if we tried. Ooh, you always seem to get me smiling. Ooh, no matter what you do, I'll be the Taylor Swift to your Marilyn Manson. You're the kind of friend worth having. When I'm feeling down, you're the one I call, and it's problem solved. Oh, it's problem solved. Helping people with their problems, but we don't know a thing about them. Take a shot and we'll laugh all the way. We're helping people with their problems, but we don't know a thing about them. Take a shot and we'll laugh all the way. Ooh, you always seem to get me smiling. Ooh, no matter what you do, be the Taylor Swift, Marilyn Manson. You're the kind of friend worth having. When I'm feeling down, you're the one I call, and it's problem solved. Yeah, it's problem solved. Ooh.
Hey.
How are you? Sorry I'm late.
That's okay. I'm good.
Yeah?
Sneezing like a, I don't know, what's a meta, was it a metaphor?
Simile.
Simile. What can I be sneezing like?
Well, I don't know if anything that has like a real reputation for sneezing.
There should be a saying for this. Mm-hmm. I feel, you know, there's enough allergies that go around this time of year.
I know. Are things finally starting to bloom where you're at?
Yes. It's so pretty.
Yeah, good.
Mm-hmm. But for some reason, my lilac tree only decided to do 4 blooms this year, which I'm really upset about.
That I have the same thing with my wisteria. It blooms the one time and then it's over. And then I see other wisteria and they're blooming. And I'm not trying to compare my wisteria to other people's wisteria. And yet.
Yeah.
Okay. Sneezing like a banshee, sneezing like a boss, and sneezing like a kitten, which, you're going to like that one. It's gross.
First of all, a boss? Sneezing like a boss?
Like you're owning it. I don't know.
And what's a banshee?
Well, please hold the line. It is a female spirit in Irish mythology.
They must sneeze a lot.
They wail, shriek, and keen.
Oh, dear.
So do you feel like that's an accurate depiction of what's going on when you sneeze?
You know, I feel it's more like a horse in a cotton field. That's a good one, right?
Sneezing like a horse in a cotton field. Tell me, that sounds like it is a phrase.
I just made that up right now.
I love it.
That's how good I am at English.
That is really good. So what's new? How do you feel? How's your body feeling?
I'm feeling so much better.
Good. Are you out of the first trimester?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I am. Yeah, I'm in the second. And
that went fast. I didn't feel a thing.
So glad. Yeah. I can't wear my jeans anymore. I did the whole like hair tie button loop trick.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it got to the point where like it was really stretched tight and then like my belly's sticking through. It was pretty. So I tried to get some pants. I hate maternity clothes.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know. I did an Instagram rant about it the other day.
Oh, maybe I missed it.
Everything makes my belly look huge. Like, I know it's gonna be, and it sort of is. And I always generally look like 12 weeks pregnant, like even in real life, I'm not. And some of the styles nowadays kind of accentuate that, in my opinion. So then you put a maternity made top over a somewhat large belly and you suddenly have a watermelon. Like it's...
Okay. And you don't like that? Like that's not something you're like, hey, look, I'm pregnant. You don't want to kind of show that off?
No, because then people will be like, man, you're about to pop. And I'm like, actually, I'm only like 16 weeks. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Like, there's got to be a certain threshold that you cross that you're like, yeah, I've got 2 more months left. And that's when you can be ready to pop. But not like, I've got 5 months left.
Okay.
Because then you get the questions like, are you sure it's not twin? You're like, yes. Thank you. I'm sure.
You need a good comeback. Like, I don't know. You're an idiot.
Comeback I've ever heard.
I'm a kindergartner. That's the best I've got. I don't know. You need something that'll just shut them right down and have them not say that anymore to people.
It'd be something like, you want to check? Or, ew. I don't know. That's gross.
What you got to think about is, do you want them to check? I don't think so. Let's not invite that.
Wow. Yep. So there's these new maternity pants out there, too, since I was last pregnant, that have side elastics. So like a regular, so I'm talking about jeans. I was looking for one pair of jeans. I'm going to live in leggings.
So like the front of it's normal, but the sides are what expands.
Yes.
Interesting. Do you like that?
No, I hated them. I thought I would like them, but they literally just keep falling down. Every step you take. Really? They inch further and further down until they're around your ankles.
And then people can check.
Then they can check. Yeah.
So did you buy them before you tried them on?
Yes, because I had all 3 kids with me.
Ah, yeah.
So I was like, I'm not about to go in a dressing room.
Man.
But I returned them thanks to Target Red Card. And I got the full panel, like the just the old school.
Yes.
Full panel up to your boobs.
Okay, so is that how that works? Like you put it on and it's like cut low, but then it's got like some kind of fabric and it goes all the way over your belly. Is that how that works?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it comfy?
It is, in my opinion. They stay up. That's what's important to me.
I mean, it is a good quality in pants.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And so, yeah, it looks just like normal. Well, they don't have the button. So it's like if you cut off the button and the belt loops. And then just put like a fabric panel, like stretchy fabric panel, elastic, then it kind of just...
That really sounds great. Like I really want some.
Some people hate them. Oh. But I mean, I might wear them for the next 2 years.
I say do it. Yeah. So here's the deal. I think maternity clothes are cuter. Have I said that before?
No.
I just do. And it's probably like the grass is greener or whatever.
Sure.
I love the colors of men's clothes and I love the styles of maternity clothes. And then I go into my own section. I'm like, I don't care about you.
I mean, you could always just wear maternity clothes or men's clothes.
You know what? Anything goes these days, right?
It's true.
No, but maternity clothes are obviously cut lower in the front. Like one of my favorite shirts in high school, I got it at a thrift store and I did not realize it was a maternity shirt until years later when I'm like, oh yeah, the front was super long.
Yeah. So that's what you like?
No. I just like I look at those shirts and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's a really cute shirt. And then I think, oh, it's maternity. Uh-huh. I don't love that it's bigger and longer in the stomach. I don't know. I just happen to like the colors or the cut or whatever.
Interesting.
Yeah. You're living the dream, Rebecca. Stop it.
All right. I'll suck it up.
How's all the ultrasounds and all that going?
I've only had one ultrasound so far. And did I tell the experience on here?
No, tell me. I don't think so.
Okay. Well, if I said this already, And Emily just doesn't remember. I'm sorry. But so I'm at a new OB because I forgot the name of my previous OB and couldn't look it up.
Yeah.
So just found a new one.
It's unknowable. And,
I really like it. They've got a great facility, but the ultrasound tech is, I don't even know the word. So here, I'll just explain what happened. I go in and, you know, you have to take your pants off, which that's normal, whatever. And she was very, you know, appropriate in that part. And
I have a question.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. Is it like totally naked? Is it, you can have an ultrasound just on the top, but you can also have one that's a vaginal one, right?
Yes. So they typically do vaginal ones when you're early on.
Okay.
Yeah. When you don't have a belly yet, basically. Okay. And so for that purpose, you have to take your pants off. But as you get later, you don't have to take your pants off. You just kind of like unbutton, you know, let it hang loose. Okay. Not all of it, just your belly.
Okay.
That part. And, okay. But I was having a vaginal ultrasound because I was almost 8 weeks pregnant, 7 weeks, something very early. So it was kind of like, let's make sure everything's looking good so far. Mm-hmm. And I have had 3 vaginal ultrasounds before, so I know what to expect. Okay. However, this did not go the way I expected because I laid on the table and like I spread my legs, you know, as you do. And she hands me the stick and she says, insert this like a tampon.
Oh.
And I'm just like, excuse me? Like, don't you get paid to like insert?
I thought this was a full service.
It was very, I have never had to insert my own vaginal dildo before, ever.
Okay. So this is a new.
And I swear, Neil was in there with me. I swear she told me to insert it like a penis. But Neil tells me that that is not, in fact, what she said. She said, insert it like a tampon. Either way is like going to do the same trick, but you know.
And okay, so everyone else just, I mean, that's their job. They put that in, but she just felt like, you know where this goes. Help out.
Yeah. Like you, yeah, she was too above it. And so if this had been my first pregnancy, I think I may have cried through the whole thing. Cause at first she tried to do it. Well, I tried to do it vaginally myself and she couldn't see anything because my bladder was too full.
Okay.
Because you have to come with a full bladder. They like threaten you about this.
I have heard that. Yeah. And everyone's really uncomfortable. Let me go back for just a second. Do you think she wanted you to put it in so that you'd feel more comfortable?
I don't know. It did the opposite to me.
Okay.
Like I felt violated that I had to put it in myself.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So she couldn't see because the bladder was too full because you did what you were supposed to do.
Right. Yeah. But she didn't say that. She didn't say like, oh, your bladder's too full. I could see my bladder. It was like this big dark spot. Okay. What she said to me is, are you sure you're pregnant?
What?
I was like, yes. She's like, are your cycles regular? I was like, listen,
they
woman.
Stopped, like, lady. Gosh.
It was terrible. Had this been my first pregnancy, I would have been like, oh no, maybe not. Like maybe I'm not pregnant or maybe we lost the baby already or like, you know, like.
Okay. Was she like young and she didn't know anything about life?
She's older.
Okay. So she's been doing this a long time and she just don't care.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gosh.
She does not love her job. Okay. We end up doing a stomach ultrasound so she can see a uterus? I think that's where the baby lives.
And so you convinced her that you're pregnant.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I convinced her. Yep. So there it was. And the other thing that happened, which was before I had to insert my own, you know.
I hope you got a discount for that because you really worked for it.
I know. I should. So one of the questions that you always have to answer is what number pregnancy is this for you? And they want you to count miscarriages.
Yeah.
Like that's considered a pregnancy too.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like counting it up and this was pregnancy number 6 for me. Like I've had, 2 miscarriages. This is my 4th live baby.
Okay.
And she looked at it. She's like, 6 pregnancies. And she just stared at me. And I didn't know what to say. I didn't know if I was like, is that a lot? Or
am I failing?
Right.
Whatever.
Do I get an F? do I get an A? Like, I don't know. And I was like, well, like two miscarriages. This will be my fourth. You know, I just.
You should not have to defend yourself.
No.
Oh, my goodness. So she just was like totally blank face. You could not read.
I couldn't read it.
This is celebratory, like, or do you not know there's a lot of people on the planet already? You didn't know.
Right.
Okay.
I was like, am I being irresponsible? Like, I already kind of feel that way because this was a mistake.
Gosh.
I'm married. Here's my husband.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, oh, so then what was her response after you said, yeah, like, six?
I think she just nodded her head and then, like, turned back to her computer.
She's a psychopath. That's what this is about.
And the best thing about it is I have recently run into other women who go to this facility.
What do they
and
say?
Have asked just, you know, casually their experiences with the ultrasound tech. Everyone has awkward stories.
That's amazing. She's like the Target lady, you know, on Saturday Night Live, Kristen Wiig, where she's like, tells you about everything that you're buying. She makes a comment and you're like, what is even happening? This isn't how this is supposed to go. She's like the Target lady of the ultrasound world.
She really is. And then it's so unfortunate.
Not a word.
The whole other part of the staff and like the doctors are fairly capable. I did have one doctor do something else. I'm a little worried. Maybe I should look up my old OB.
I think it's worth the time it takes to research. How hard is it to learn this? Okay, so what did the doctor do?
Okay. All right. So this is later. This is my last appointment I have. I had to do the glucose test.
Okay.
Where you drink the disgusting drink and they give you 4 minutes to drink it. So you're like gagging this thing down.
Is it a lot to drink?
It's a good amount of sugary drink to down in 4 minutes.
What's gross about it then, if it's sugary?
It's so sugary. It's like syrup.
Okay.
And you're already nauseous. At least I was.
Okay.
Like, it's already just not a good, you know, nothing's good. And so, it's not like Kool-Aid. It's worse. It's like, it's bad. I don't have met anyone that actually likes it.
But okay.
I'm sure there's someone out there. So anyways, they're real strict with the 4 minute. If you go over 4 minutes, you have to come back and do it again.
Oh, man.
So I was like, okay, 4 minutes. And they wrote down my time that I brought up the empty bottle to them. And then at 1 hour, they had to take my blood to see like how my blood does with sugar. Okay. So I go back in the meantime and I meet with one of the doctors there and she has my paper that has my information on it and the time that I need to get my blood drawn. And she says, here, take this up front with you when you go up to wait. So I take it with me and I sit in the waiting room and I wait and my time comes, 11:15, and nobody is calling me. So I'm like, okay, well, they're busy. I'll just wait like 10 more minutes and then I'll go up and ask like what's going on. And so I go up, it's probably like the 15 minute mark, so 11:30. I hand them my paper and the receptionist looks at me with these big eyes. It's like, I'm just not really sure if I'm supposed to come to you when it's like my time to get my blood drawn or someone's going to call me. And she's like, you're not supposed to have this paper. And I was like, well, I just did what the doctor told me. And she like rushes it back. Like it was this top secret information. It's like my stuff.
It's your information. Yeah.
Right. So anyways, had I waited one more minute, I wouldn't have been able to get my blood drawn because it would have messed up with the results. Man. So, you know, it's a real competent place.
Sounds like they really.
I'm real glad they're going to do major surgery on me soon.
Are you having a cesarean?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. For real, though, do you think it's a good idea to find a new?
Sorry.
It's fine.
You know, I'll give them a couple more chances.
Okay.
Because also so the receptionist was taking me back to get my blood drawn, kind of laughing about the fact that like I had the paper and I just was doing what I was like, she was so sweet to me. She's like, you did everything right. You did what you were told. And then she looks at the lady who's going to take my blood And she says, this lady's a true professional. You're safe with her. And I was like, did you just diss one of the OGs? Yeah, like,
I'm glad that there's one of you in the building.
Oh my gosh.
Was she a true professional?
She was. Okay. She was. Yeah. Good. Mm-hmm. Everything.
Ask her great. If she'll deliver the baby.
Right. I should. Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, it sounds like an adventure. And I don't necessarily know if I think it's going to end well with that doctor. Okay. So I have a couple problems I wanted to talk about.
Okay. Let's do it.
Okay. So number one, what would you do if there is a mom and you really like her, like you've seen her several times, but you're past the time where it's okay to ask what your name is, but you don't know her name. Have you ever been in that situation?
Yes.
What do you do? Because it gets more and more awkward each time.
Right. So I have a few ideas. You could bring a friend with you at one point, one of your meetups.
Yeah.
And tell your friend that you forgot her name. So that her friend will introduce herself first. Yes. And then, natural conversation is, hi, my name is. And then, my name is. So then you catch it.
Yes.
Okay. If you don't have her phone number, you could ask her to enter her contact info into your phone.
That's brilliant. That's a really good idea.
And then a more risky one is to ask her how to spell her name. But then you risk that it's like Jane.
J-I-L-L.
Yeah, right. So that's a risky one, but.
Then you can say, I thought you were saying it was Bill. You're Jill. I get it.
I didn't know if it was a G or a J, you know.
The silent Q.
What do you think?
I just say, listen, what's your name?
I knew you were going to say that. You're so straightforward.
But let me tell you, it does not always end well. There is a girl who is currently a friend of mine, but I couldn't remember her name for like 5 times. And so I kept being like, I'm sorry, what's your name? She's like, you still don't know my name? I'm like, whoa. So then like the moment was traumatic enough that it's seared in. Now I remember it. But it took her being like, for reals?
Was it problem? A hard name to remember?
No. Just okay. Wasn't sticking in there.
Because I run into that sometimes here in our neighborhood where there's a lot of ethnic names.
Yeah.
And that's super hard for me to remember.
Yeah. Yeah. I think sometimes I remember those better because I'm much more intentional to like connect it to something I think I can remember. But the ones that are pretty similar, I'm like, I don't know. All the names, Brittany, Tiffany, it's all the same.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Any version of Christy, Christina, Christine, Kristen, to me, it's all just like the same shade of red. Like I can't differentiate it.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that's not my name.
But Michelle and Stephanie, I don't know why, but I consider those the same name. If someone's name is one of those, it's interchangeable to me. I don't know why I've connected those. I think it has something to do with Full House. On Full House, was there a Stephanie and a Michelle?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I was going to ask if it was because of that.
Okay. I don't know.
They were sisters.
Were those the twins?
Well, there were twins, but they only played one character. They only
had the Olsen girls. Played
Michelle. Yeah.
By the way, they grew up to be weird.
Hey. They probably listen to this. You don't want to know.
Sorry, Olsen twins. One of them is like so thin that
I know
it looks really. I feel worried about the Olsen twins. I was just thinking about them this morning.
Really? Sounds,
yeah, because I was looking up a GIF. I don't know how to say it. and when it was them, one of them, when they were on the Full House and. On Full House. I always put the in front of things. My sister says I sound like I'm 100, so I'm trying to take that out. Anyway, they were on Full House, and there was, something I just saw, and I was like, man, those girls grew up to be interesting.
I'm really sad that they didn't go back to Fuller House.
Oh, yeah. Did you watch that? I never watched it.
We started to with my family. That was a bad decision because it's a little bit, it's a little crude, which now, I mean, after watching that, I let them watch. Maybe Full House is a little safer, and it's kind of crude too. I think it just went over my head when I watched it.
Oh okay.
There's quite a few like sexual innuendos. Anyways, back to the name thing, I am frequently called Rachel.
Okay. I get Amy a lot.
I was gonna ask if you had one. Okay.
Yeah, because I mumble, so
let me hear it. What's your name?
Emily. I mean, that was my best work right there, so but I don't always achieve that standard.
It's not always that clear, huh?
So why do you think you get Rachel? Just because of the R?
Maybe it's the R, but people just say I look like a Rachel, which I don't know what that means. So they mean like Rachel from Friends? Because if so, like, I'll take that. But I don't think that's my doppelganger or anything.
I mean, I'm looking at your picture right now. I think that I could see Rachel, but I feel like Rebecca will do. Rebecca's good. Fine. Becky, I don't get, well, but maybe. But Rebecca, yes. If you had to name yourself any name.
Oh my gosh. What would it be? Mm-hmm. I can't think of anything except for like Becky and Rebecca.
Okay.
I can't imagine being anyone other than who God has
oh, for God's
made
sakes.
Me to be.
Okay. And your Sunday school teacher is proud. Okay.
What about you? I want to know. You want to be Rebecca, don't you? You want to be Rebecca.
No. No, I don't. Gosh. I like... Okay, so dumb. I like the name Maeve. My husband is always making fun of me about it. I don't know if I want to be named Maeve, but I did try to name my daughter Maeve.
How do you spell it?
M-A-E-V-E.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's cute.
Well, I mean, it's also a brand at Anthropology, and I love it. But anyway, that's not why. I already liked the name since high school. But my husband's always paints a picture of Maeve. He's like, Maeve. Maeve crushes beer cans on her forehead. Maeve. He says all kinds of mean things about Maeve. And I'm like, but I love Maeve. We don't know a Maeve. He just, you know, whatever. I like Penelope. That's super okay. fun. I like Phoebe. Mm-hmm. So I named my blender Phoebe.
Okay.
I like Liesel. So I named a dog Liesel, but that dog was a complete dumb dog.
Well, how about you be Phoebe and I'll be Rachel. And then... we'll just do that friends clap everywhere we go.
Okay. Phoebe's not the sharpest, but I like her.
She's not.
Fun. Yeah. And in Friends, like I straight up am Monica. Let's be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
It's just me wanting to be like Phoebe.
Yeah.
Anyhow. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Interesting.
Yeah. I like also Piper. That's adorable. Mm-hmm.
It's really cute. So
anyway, I've also always wanted a nickname and I've never got one. It's a heartbreak.
Like M. You have M.
Yeah, but most people, I don't have a name. I love being called M, but most people don't call me M.
Hmm.
I even just sign stuff M now, but people are like, Emily. I'm like, no, come on, guys. Play along. Anyway.
Hey, what's your middle name?
Anna.
Emily Anna.
So many Emilies have Anna or Anne.
Yeah, Emily Anne.
It kind of rolls off the tongue. What's yours? Rebecca Mildred?
It's my middle name's Rebecca.
Elizabeth Rebecca?
Oh, Mary
Christina.
Rebecca.
Oh, man, I was going to try to... Mary Rebecca?
Mary.
Mary Rebecca.
Yeah.
See, like I mumble.
Yeah, you do.
I know. It's really good that I'm a podcaster. I have to record things so many times. So I'm like, Emily, enunciate, for God's sakes. Your volunteer job depends on it.
All right, what other problems?
I mean, just general problems. We've talked about summer before.
Yeah.
But it turns out it happens every year and it's still a problem.
It's I know.
So what in the actual world are we supposed to do about it? How do we stop summer?
No, I love summer. I just don't love the unstructuredness of summer.
Yeah, so what do you do? I mean, I know we talked about it. I put all my kids in all the camps. That
right.
That kind of helps.
Right. That's not funny anymore because it was funny like the first four times.
Well, that's what I do. But then I still have like this anxiety about it.
Oh, really? You feel bad about doing it?
I cannot get all my work done in 3 hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the rest of the day, we have all the feelings about all the things. And I love my kids. I just am nervous that it's going to go badly because so many times it does.
Yeah.
The cool thing is my daughter is in horseback riding now and her horseback riding lady has all the girls just like come help out at the stable. So she's told me several times she can live at the barn this summer. And I think that's great. But I'm so structured that I'm like, I need details. When do I drop her off? When do I pick her up? What does that look like? How many days? Like, I need to know, because if not, I'll just live at the barn. I'll drop her off with her sleeping bag and pick her up the day before school starts.
Right. I know. That could mean so many things.
So I need more structure. I need more details from her.
Yeah.
Because she's easy breezy.
You could just drop her off with her sleeping bag and say, see you in 3 months. And then you'll get the structure. She'll be like, I wasn't clear. So I don't really know. I think this year of homeschooling and having my kids home all the time has kind of softened the blow of summer because it's not going to be so drastic this time.
Yeah.
And I've decided actually yesterday that we are going to be year-round schoolers. So,
okay.
And mostly because I've been looking at curriculum for the fall because we're not going to do the hybrid program this coming year. So I need to choose my own curriculum. And most of the curriculum set up for like 180 days. And then I started counting like, okay, well, we're going to do a co-op on Monday. So there's 4 days a week that we're going to school. But then Corbin doesn't have school on Fridays. He's going to preschool this fall. So he'll be in school Monday through Thursday.
Okay.
But he'll be home on Fridays. So I'm like, I doubt we'll do much school on Fridays. So that leaves three. We're like school 3 days a week times 52 weeks. It's not even 180. Like, I'm not even going to make it.
Okay.
So I'm not stressed about it, but I just thought, well, you know, it'd be good just to school throughout the summer. It gives the kids some structure.
Yeah.
I'm finding some curriculum that's really self-guided and self-paced and computer-based so that I don't have to, like, I can just tell them, go do your reading and math, you know, and they just go, I mean, we're going to get them each like a cheap computer and they're just thrilled about that. They think it's the coolest thing ever.
Okay.
So that excitement will last for like 1 week, but I'll take that week.
So then they just do their own deal. And then when it's done, you can see that it's done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we'll do science and history and Bible together, I guess, is kind of how this curriculum's set up.
What's the curriculum called?
It's called Easy Peasy All in One Homeschool.com.
That's a really long URL.
I think it's just allinonehomeschool.com.
Oh, okay.
But then when you go there, it says easy peasy at the top. So most people call it easy peasy.
Okay.
And so this woman has been homeschooling for 15, 20 years. She has made 180 days of lesson plans. And they're all, watch this video about the story of Paul Bunyan. And then they click on the link and go watch the video. Answer these questions in your notebook. Like, it's just really self-guided. So we'll see.
You pay for each grade level?
It's free. It's totally free.
It's totally free.
Mm-hmm.
And it tells you what books to get?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, there's worksheets. So you can either print the worksheets off or she does have, you can buy them on Amazon for $6, which I'll probably buy it for $6. And so there's language arts worksheets and math worksheets. And then everything else just uses notebooks, like, you know, lined notebooks. I love reading to the kids at night. So we'll probably just do our own like chapter books and stuff.
Okay.
And they're only in second and third grade. So it's not like we're writing 5-paragraph essays. This may not be great as they get older. But for like right now, I think it's going to be really laid back and really easy.
Well, good. Do you feel like it's good curriculum since it's free? I don't know. I feel like just make sure.
I don't know. Good. Time will tell. 20 years from now, we'll find out. I don't know. I'm going to probably try it this summer. And then if I feel like it's not good enough, we'll do something else for the actual school year. Maybe it could be a trial period.
I like it. Mm-hmm. I do like it. Because there's part of me that's feeling a pull towards like, oh, bringing them back home a little bit, my kids.
Hmm.
Yeah, I just think that I'm not entirely sure. I don't know. I just have some questions.
Yeah.
Some questions about, and here's the deal. I cannot go off what the kids say because when I ask them how it goes, they're like, oh, we didn't even do anything all day. I'm like,
right.
That can't possibly be accurate, but that makes me nervous.
Yeah, it's not true.
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just, all they talk about is the movies they watch. And I'm like,
oh, really?
Is this like a film appreciation in school? I'm sure it's not. I don't know. I don't know.
I know. I mean, I think that last we talked, I told you I was going to send my kids to private school this fall.
Yeah. You know, it's just all fluid, isn't it?
It's always changing. And I always feel like I'm not doing the right thing.
Yeah, I think that's motherhood. That's the subtitle of motherhood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a great title for a book, too. Is there one out there called that?
I don't know. There should be. Maybe we could co-author it.
Maybe like the tagline could be like a horse in a cotton field.
I love it. Oh, man. It would be very confusing. And probably people would be like, I need to know more. What exactly is happening?
Oh, that's funny.
All right. Well, Rebecca, I feel like we've been talking for a long time. Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like you've said too much. I'm just kidding.
I do feel like I talked a lot this time.
It was interesting stuff. I don't know if I wasn't feeling talkative, so you carried it, and I appreciate it.
Okay, good. Thank goodness I had a vaginal ultrasound.
Oh my gosh, from a lady who wasn't helping at all. No matter what you do.